Hi guys and welcome. I'm Richard from the Veg Grower Podcast and this is episode 64 titled Homegrown, Homemade Fertilisers. By the time you hear this, I will probably be flying across the ocean on the way on my holidays to Canada. This will be released on the 16th, but I'm actually recording it on the 15th of May 2016. The sound quality is probably going to be a little bit different as well because I'm using a hands-free kit just so I can get more done, because at the moment I'm actually doing things down the allotment while recording this show, just in order to get it going. So coming up today, I want to talk a bit about homemade fertilisers. But firstly, I'll give you a few updates. Now we're going to start with the allotment, as always, plot 128B. I've been down there a few times, just watering and trying to keep things on top. The deluge, we had a lot of rain the other day, so things are actually quite moist anyway, but while we're going on holiday, I wanted to make sure there was enough in the system. The cider apple tree, I filled that bed up with plenty of horse manure, so that is now ready to go. And that's loaded up, that's planted and watered in. I've also planted some peas. These are a variety called Marrow and a variety called Meteor, and that's just so I can ensure. That's just because I had them at home and wanted to get them in as they were getting a bit pot bound. Now the marrow are the marrow fat types for making mushy peas, if you like. My wife loves mushy peas, so I thought I'd grow some for her. I've got more grown at home that will be coming down after the holidays. I've also sown some more seed tapes of the parsnips and carrots, so hopefully they'll be germinating quite quickly. Excuse the wind, sorry. There's a lot of noise going on in the background, as I'm sure you can hear. Today I've been down here. I've mostly done some weeding. Two buckets full of weeds again, so straight on the compost heap with those. And I've done some strimming again. I done it last strimming 2 weeks ago, and it's amazing just how much has grown in that time. But hopefully that'll keep it under control while I go away. At home, basically I've been setting it up ready for the holidays. So a lot of the seeds in the potting shed, seedlings, I've moved into the greenhouse or the cold frame in order to harden off, so when I come back they should actually be ready for planting. I've sown some more salad leaves. I done that yesterday, so again, once I come back they should actually be germinated and almost ready for eating. Now I am lucky in that I have a house sitter. Well, my brother's going to be looking after the house, the chickens, and watering everything, so I haven't really got to worry about that. If you visit the blog, you'll see I put a post out today where in the greenhouse I've just planted some of the okra plants, just to see how they get on. I've also planted some peppers and some more tomatoes in there, just so they establish while I'm away. As long as they're watered, they should be fine. Time's really on me at the moment. I'm trying to get this done. I'm actually going up later this afternoon in a couple of hours. So, things are cracking on. So yeah, really, that's about all I've done in this last week. It's a bit difficult, really, to plan, get anything done when I'm planning on going away. But hey-ho, it's one of the joys. But main thing is, everything is growing ready and should be ready to plant out when I come back. The courgette I planted outside underneath a cloche, that has actually germinated. It's germinated quite well. A few seed leaves, so I'm leaving a cloche over it, and if it gets too big, the house sitter's going to move it all. But anyway, that's good. That's all good. So, really, that's all the updates, really. It's a whole lot of nothing. I think when I come back off a holiday, everything's really going to take off then. A lot of the weeds are growing quite rapidly at the moment as well, which is a bit of a bugger. So, homemade allotments. Homemade fertilisers, even. Homemade allotments. Now, some of these... I'm going to talk about the ones I do and one that I'm thinking of doing. I do, as you know, I've got a wormery. I've done a whole episode on the benefits of the wormery. And that does create a worm juice, which is a very high nitrogen fertiliser, which is fantastic. It does really well in plants. And I've used that for a couple of years, so I'm quite pleased with it. And I will continue using it. So that is definitely one. Comfrey. Now I grow comfrey, and it's one I recommend every gardener grows. High in potassium, so it's very good for fruiting plants such as tomatoes and stuff. And what you can do with the comfrey, you let it grow and then you just cut it down and it will grow back. But when you cut it down, you can buy the pot, what you cut down, straight in the compost heap where it acts as a compost activator. Or you put it in a bucket with water and let it just sort of disintegrate into the water. It will stink to high heaven. It's not a very nice smell. And then you strain off the liquid and use the liquid. And that is called a compost tea. Another way that I've done in the past is I fill one bucket with the compost leaves, and in this bottom of this bucket, it's got a few holes, drainage holes. I then place this inside another bucket, and I just leave that, and the compost, the comfrey will wilt and disintegrate and eject this black thick liquid. That is also a compost tea, but in quite a stronger form. I find this way doesn't smell as much, which is why I do it. I use a couple of old paint buckets. I find that works quite well. Another one that pretty much everybody will be able to do, because I'm sure you can get hold of some of these, is stinging nettle feed. Again, same as the comfrey, you chop it up and pull it in a bucket with water and let it wilt. I'd done this first as a child, and I left it in a small pop bottle filled with water, and I let it until there was literally no solid stuff left, and it produced this really thick green liquid, which done amazingly well with as a fertiliser. But it does take quite a while to fully break down like that. But that's what I would. And it took a lot of stinging nettles, obviously with gloves. But that's another good one for nitrogen that I recommend. And my final one today is one I haven't done before, but I've heard about and been researching into. And it is banana peel. Now, I go through a lot of bananas, so it kind of makes sense to use it. So the idea is you get the banana peel, you chop it up and then put it into water again, like the compost tea. And then you use that as a feed, diluted down into a bucket of water. I've seen a lot of people doing it, so I may well make some, and I'll let you know how that gets on in more podcasts in the future. That's another way of doing it. But also with the comfrey and the banana peel, you can actually both just leave those on the soil to wilt down in situ, and that'll work quite well as well, I believe. It does with the comfrey, I've done that. I mean, I had an idea that I've yet to put into practice with comfrey, is putting it through a shredder and then using that shredded stuff as a mulch in the greenhouse around the tomato plants and stuff. Which, if I can get to do it, I will do that, and I'll let you know how that goes as well. Okay, so yeah, this is a bit of a short podcast today. I'm going to wrap up now. It's only just over 10 minutes, I'm afraid. So yeah, for new listeners, my normal shows aren't quite this short, but it's just the way things have gone, what we're going on holiday, and I wanted to give you a podcast this week. Same as next week, I'm going to record next week's one shortly as well, and that's going to be about history of the allotments. So then the following week I'll be back, and we'll get decent shows going again, as well as videos and stuff. Oh, a final thing is about last week's podcast. James, he messaged me, I emailed him as well first, and found the cardboard very great idea he didn't even think of. So I'm pleased that was helpful to you, James. But yeah, any more questions like that, then please throw them my way, and I'll endeavour to answer them. So thank you for listening. That's Richard from the Veg Grower Podcast.